Governor Andrew Cuomo didn't waste any time in publicizing a win on a gambling expansion amendment in Tuesday's voting. The governor made two public appearances in regions that are now authorized to build resort-style casinos. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Thank you.
In a post-election victory lap, Governor Cuomo celebrated the passage of the casino gambling amendment. He was in the Catskills with a crowd of business, labor, and local government officials. He called it a huge win.
This is a game changer. I believe it's going to fundamentally change the trajectory of the Catskills. I think it's been a long time in coming, but it is finally here. This means what? It means economic activity. It means jobs. It means business. It means getting the economy running.
The amendment had been marketed by supporters as a vehicle for job creation, school aid increases, and tax reductions. Even the ballot language itself emphasized the potential jobs and tax cuts and did not even use the word gambling. Steve Greenberg with Siena College says polls showed the discipline message as well as the wording of the ballot amendment helped.
You give voters the generic, do you support or oppose a constitutional amendment to allow up to 7 non-Indian gaming casinos in New York? 50-50. Voters are sort of evenly divided on that issue. But you give them the specific language that includes lower taxes, more jobs, more money for education, and yes, that absolutely moves a significant number of voters from opposition to support.
In contrast to the casino amendment, the governor stayed out of the campaign to let some state judges remain on the bench until the age of 80, though he did say there were some questions about perceived flaws in the amendment. The ballot item failed by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. Some judges, including ones on the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals, will not be allowed to stay on the bench until age 80, as some of them had hoped. They'll instead have to retire at age 70. Because of the forced retirements, Governor Cuomo, should he win re-election in 2014, will get the chance to appoint every one of the 7 judges on the court. The one judge not near retirement age is nearing the end of a 14-year term. Court expert and Albany Law School professor Vince Bonventre says it's a unique opportunity for Cuomo, but perhaps sets a bad precedent.
This would be an entirely Andrew Cuomo court.
Republicans in New York are countering the idea that Cuomo won big on election night. They point to wins by GOP county executives in Westchester County and Nassau County on Long Island, as well as gaining the majority on the Erie County Legislature and the Binghamton mayor's post. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.